Scattered Sons, The Saga of Seven Sons, Book 4, by Kevin J. Anderson. To John Silbersack, my first editor, current agent, and longtime friend. The story so far. After the alien Hydrogues attacked the sentient world forest on Therok, human colonists struggled to pick up the pieces. Green priests, telepathically linked to the world trees, were psychologically stunned. Many of their volunteers who served the Earth Defense Forces, EDF, abandoned their posts and returned home to the devastated forests. Next, the Hydrogues turned their antagonism against the Pharaohs, a fiery alien race that lives within stars. While Hydrogues and Pharaohs engaged in battle on planets and suns, King Peter and Queen Astara announced a major new military initiative from their palace on Earth. The EDF would launch more Clickis torches, doomsday weapons capable of imploding gas giants, a test of which inadvertently started the entire Hydrogue War. Also, following the example of the Ildiran military hero Adar Korin, the EDF would build a fleet of kamikaze rammers to be flown by new model soldier compies against Hydrogue war globes. As King Peter delivered his message, the dangerous and sometimes murderous Chairman Basil Wenceslas quietly watched him for any mistakes. Tasia Tamblyn, a roamer who had joined the EDF, was chosen to deliver the first new Clickis torch. Unknown to Tasia, her friend Rob Brindle and a handful of other humans were imprisoned in a crystalline Hydrogue city at the core of the targeted gas giant. There, the friendly compi DD, held by the sinister Clickis robots, managed to speak with Rob. Just before Tasia's torch went...